O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4, and verse 22, and chapter 22, verse 5. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's Word as we listen to New Jerusalem by Eddie Hoagland, Jacob Suter, John Guerra, and sung here by Shane and Shane. Fluttering strings and simple piano chords open this song. As it progresses, more instruments and textures are added, building up to the symphony of his design mentioned in the third verse. This modern take on Revelation 21 captures the text with powerful imagery.
Somewhere we know but haven't been, like a song forgotten, a place prepared beyond the end, our home in New Jerusalem, a palace made of promises, a God. Standing there in purest light, with no more pain and no more night, he holds the tears her eyes have cried, the bride of New Jerusalem, who filled with love would give his life to save. Whose name is true and lifted high, the King of New Jerusalem, the King of New Jerusalem. His will is done, his kingdom come, eternity has just begun.
A symphony of his design. like a song forgotten, a place prepared beyond the end, our home in New Jerusalem. Oh, our home in New Jerusalem.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, verse 22. And chapter 22, verse 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride and adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And night will be no more. They will need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. And they will reign forever and ever.
These chapters in Revelation are a breathtaking vision of where everything is heading for those who trust and love Jesus. We find here a dazzling renewed heaven and earth, the best of what we know now without the things that are busted up and burned down. We find here the heavenly Jerusalem, the holy city, and God brings it to us, not symbolically, but fully and eternally. As we're taken into this holy city, our tears are taken away. What a tender portrait this is of the Lord's care for us. Think of it. The awesome God who created the cosmos at the end of the Bible and at the end of history gently wipes your tears from your eyes. What trials have caused you to weep? Death induces tears, and if you've lost a loved one, you know what it's like to weep. But Christ will wipe away tears of loss because he will wipe out death forever. There will be no more grieving or pain, no more strained relationships or broken bodies. Strife in society, families, and within our own souls will be replaced by peace and joy. The joyous celebration of the heavenly bridegroom being with his bride. This is like a wedding celebration. We will live with Christ forever in eternal bliss. We also find here Eden restored. But notice what's not there, the temple. Because people won't need a place of mediation to meet with God. We'll have him fully. His dwelling will be among us. And there won't be any unclean thing in the environment or in us, for the blood of the Lamb will have washed everything. All jealousy, hatred, lust, indifference, theft, violence, gone. This picture in Revelation reminds me of Lucerne, Switzerland, which I visited after college. I found there a bustling city center with a river running through it, but not like a quiet canal. It was more like a fresh stream that belonged in the High Sierras. And what a fantastic picture of urban life and natural beauty combined together. And I've often thought of Lucerne when I've read this passage. Heaven will be a dynamic city with a river of life flowing from the throne of Jesus out to the nations. The tree of life that we will feed upon will be there. And you will be eternally refreshed in this city. And so let this vision of what's coming pull you forward, especially when life pulls you down. Opportunities to share this peace and life of Jesus with someone you know who needs to know him. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.